rail, Anil Strike and RMT Rabalat vote yes, and intensify the fight. A Midlands RMT member. The Rabalat of members, in order to continue our dispute has now opened. Rail Union RMT has now officially been in dispute with the train operating companies, TOCs, collectively represented by the Rail Delivery Group, since June 2022. The post-pandemic change to rail usage patterns, and a temporary drop in passenger numbers, provided the rail bosses with the excuse and the opportunity to take on the powerful railway trade unions and drive through detrimental changes to our jobs, terms, and conditions. But so far we have fought back. And although the Tories and E-Union laws require us to ballot our members every 6 months, we have so far returned rock-solid yes votes and smashed the 50% turnout threshold every time. Since we began our battle, the employers have rowed back, and dropped a few of their demands, and have upped the pay offer a bit. But what we are left with is still a real terms pay cut, which is to be paid for, by selling off our hard-won terms and conditions. So it is clear that the campaign so far has had an effect, but we are still not there yet. If we are to win an acceptable pay rise, and protect precious jobs and conditions, we must once again deliver a strong yes vote. We must then reinvigorate our campaign among the union membership and reps, to ensure that we are prepared to intensify our fight back. We must also urgently seek joint meetings of our National Executive Committee with the Executive of ALF, whose members are striking on the 30th of September and the 4th of October, and other rail unions, in order to coordinate our strike action for maximum effect and name fresh strike dates. We should also seek to coordinate with unions across all sectors, who are fighting for their members. We cannot wait for Starmer's Labour to save us from Tory cuts. Labour won't commit to taking the £2 billion of railway cuts off the table. This is a once-in-a-generation dispute which we cannot afford to lose.